You are what you hear. Bible thought. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Wrong. Far less damage is done by sticks and stones. Some of the damage done by words have been known to last a lifetime and to affect an eternity of a soul. There are ways to use words to bring healing. Healing, overcoming the hurt, comforting the suffering, binding the wound, encouraging, helpful, motivational, comforting speech. You can do it. Hang in there. You'll do better next time. We're with you all the way. Wise words. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Ephesians 4:29. What do you hear most? Piercing reckless words or healing wise words? I'm not sure that it has been or ever could be tabulated. It would be interesting to find out, but difficult to count. Maybe there's an easier way to determine what type of words are spoken most without having to count the actual words. Assuming that these two types of words drastically impact people, what if we just counted the number of people who seem to have a positive outlook, as opposed to those who seem to have a negative outlook? Then we would know whether more positive words or more negative words are being spoken. Any predictions? Lord, help me this day to be an instrument of yours by sharing a word of cheer, comfort, or encouragement with the people I meet. In Jesus' name, amen. David Bearden, Fullerton, California.